two-variable optimization, or what we call unconstrained optimization. So in this lesson, we're going to learn the basics of doing maximization and minimization problems with two or more variables. So let's consider we have a function u is a function of x and y, which is given by 10x plus 10y minus x squared minus y squared plus xy. So the first thing we want to do is take the first derivatives. So u sub x, which gives us 10 minus 2x plus y. Now take the derivative with respect to y. That gives us 10 minus 2y plus x. So these are what we call the first order conditions. These are the slopes of this function. So we set the slope in every direction equal to 0, and that gives us a critical point, either a max or min, or what we call a saddle point. So now what we do is we solve these first order conditions for x and y. So we can rewrite these as 2x plus y, oops, sorry, 2x minus y equals 10. That's the first equation. The second equation can be written as negative x plus 2y equals 10. Now I'm going to multiply through the second equation by 2. So that gives me negative 2x plus 4y equals 20. And the first equation we'll leave alone, so it'll be 2x minus y equals 10. Now we're going to add the two equations. So 2x plus negative 2x gives me 0. Negative y plus 4y gives me 3y. And 20 plus 10 gives me 30. So we know that 3y equals 30, or y equals 10. Similarly, by putting back into either one of the equations, we find that x also equals 10. So these are the critical points. So this function has a critical point, or a slope of 0, at x equals 10, y equals 10. So let's just shrink that down and move that over here. So now we've solved that problem. It's relatively straightforward. Now, if you remember in high school math, you were always told that to solve, you always needed the same number of equations as you do variables. Well, that's what we have here. When you take partial derivatives, you take a derivative for each variable. So that always gives you an equation for each unknown. It's quite handy. But now we need to check the second derivatives, or what we're going to call the second order conditions. And this is pretty much the same as we did with one variable calculus, except there will be an extra bit we have to consider, which we'll look at shortly. Okay, so I just want to make some additional room here. So we take this guy and move him up a bit. Good. So let's take the derivative of the first function, first equation, u sub x, with respect to x. So that is u x, and it equals negative 2. Now let's take the derivative of the second equation, u sub y, with respect to y, to get the second derivative, and we see that that also equals negative 2. So this tells us pretty much the same thing as it tells us in one variable calculus. So at x equals 10, y equals 10, the slope of this function is 0 in the x direction and 0 in the y direction. Further, the second derivative tells us that in the x direction, the slope wants to become negative, or it wants to go down. So that means we're at probably at a maximum. Similarly, u sub y, the slope of the y direction, is equal to 0, but the second derivative, uyy, is equal to negative 2, meaning it wants to go down or it go negative in that direction. However, that's not quite enough information. We need one more piece of information. It's called the cross effect. So the cross effect is u x y, which is the derivative of the first function u sub x, but with respect to y. And that turns out to be 1. Similarly, we can do the second equation, u sub y, but we're going to do that with respect to x. So that is u y x, and it equals 1. Now, if you remember from earlier lessons, the cross partials will always be equal. That's called Young's theorem. And we can see that right here, that they have this, they are the same value, u x y equals 1 and u y x equals 1. Okay, so we're ready for the rules for a maximum. So the rules for a maximum say that, first, u x x must be less than 0, u y y must be less than 0, and the direct effect of u x x times u y y must be greater than u x y times u y x, which is also equal to simply u x y squared. Since Young's theorem says these guys are equal, we can write it this way. And that's how we're going to write it from now on. So u x x times u y y has to be greater than u x y squared. So let's look at our numbers. We have negative 2, let's move it down a bit, negative 2 times negative 2 must be greater than 1 times 1. So negative 2 times negative 2 is positive 4, which is bigger than 1. So therefore, we have a maximum. Okay? Now generally, the rules for a max and a min are as follows. We require that the direct effects, so uxx and uyy, must be negative for a maximum, and the direct effect of uxx times uyy must be greater than uxy squared. For a minimum, it is almost the same. Minimum says that uxx must be positive, uyy must be positive, and again, just like in the case of a maximum, the direct effect uxx times uyy must be greater than uxy squared. Anything else will be a saddle. Okay, which is a type of three-dimensional ledge. And it's not a max or a min. Okay, so let's look at another problem. Consider this guy here, where we have 2x squared. Hang on a second, the screen's jumping around a bit. So here we have 2x squared plus y squared minus 12x minus 10y. So here is our new function. So let's see what this guy turns out to be. So we'll take the first derivative, ux, and that's equal to 4x minus 12. And we'll take u sub y, and that is equal to 2y minus 10. Now, if we're at a critical point, a maximum or a saddle, then the slope will have to be 0 in the x direction and 0 in the y direction. Well, these are fairly simple equations to solve. So we see that 4x minus 12 equals 0, or x has to equal 3. Similarly, in the y equation, we have 2y minus 10 equals 0, or y equals 5. So we now know that there is a critical point at x equals 3, y equals 5. Let's check the second derivatives. So we find uxx, and that is equal to 4. And uxy, and since there's no y in this equation, it's equal to 0. Now let's find uyy, and that is equal to 2. And uyx, which should be exactly like uxy, and in fact it turns out to be 0 because there's no x in that equation. So we can see that uxx is positive, uyy is positive, so that suggests a min. And we need to check our cross effect versus the direct effect. So we know that uxx times uyy must be greater than uxy squared. So that gives me 4 times 2 has to be greater than 0. And that's in fact the case. We know that 8 is in fact greater than 0. So this is definitely a minimum. Let's look at one more equation. Nice, simple one. Consider the one where u equals x squared minus y squared. So let's find the derivative u sub x is equal to 2x. And u sub y is equal to negative 2y. Well, these equal 0 at a stationary or critical point, and the solution for these two equations is that x equals 0 and y equals 0. So at the origin, this function has a flat spot or a critical point. Now let's check the second derivatives. So the second derivative of the first equation is uxx, and that is equal to 2. And uxy, that is equal to 0, since there's no y in that equation. Well, positive second derivative suggests a minimum. Well, u sub y will take its derivative with respect to y a second time, and that's equal to negative 2. And then take the derivative uyx, and since there's no x, this is equal to 0, and again, Young's theorem holds. So we already know we violate the rules for both a max or a min, since uxx is positive and uyy is negative. We also violate the rule that uxx times uyy has to be greater than uxy squared. By substituting in, we see we have 2 times negative 2, and uxy squared is 0. So negative 4 is less than 0. So the cross effect is in fact stronger than the direct effect, making this a saddle point. Okay, let's stop right there.